Hey everyone, Alex here, just taking a moment to let you know that today's episode is sponsored by Maltopia. Maltopia is a multimedia dark fiction company that creates flash fiction, novel-length serials, artworks, YouTube content, and even a podcast, all tied to the single titular world of Maltopia. The small creative team behind Maltopia have worked hard to create a diverse collection of original horror and dark fiction that spans subgenres from dark fantasy and dark sci-fi to weird fiction and beyond. It explores our world in the aftermath of the Great Darkness of 1999, a year-long global amnesia that not all survived. This post-darkness world is a horrific version of its former self, where madness spreads like plague, nightmares come alive, and the very landscape itself lies twisted by unknown forces. If you're a fan of dark literature and graphic novels, then this is definitely worth checking out. So why not head over to maltopia.com and give it a go? That's maltopia.com, and show them just how much you appreciate them supporting the Magnus Archives.
Rusty Quill presents The Magnus Archives. Episode 165, Revolutions.
Wow.
I told you.
I mean, yeah, but when you said big...
I meant big.
Yeah, but... I mean, how big is it actually?
It doesn't really work like that.
Yeah, figures.
If you tried to measure the diameter, it would probably only be a half mile or so. But the curve doesn't work quite right, and if you stayed at the same spot, just hopped on a horse or let it carry you round, it might be days before you passed the same spot, or...
Or you might never see the same spot again.
Exactly.
Yeah. I think I'm starting to get it.
Good.
But you said we needed to go through these places. Is that even going to work here?
We need to go through them metaphorically. Huh? Psychologically, we need to experience them.
Huh. You think we could get that experience just walking along the edge? Because... I really don't like the look of those riders.
Would you believe me if I said they were the victims?
At this point, I'm not even surprised.
Either way, best not to actually climb onto the thing if we could help it.
Fine by me. Never really liked merry-go-rounds anyway.
No? You gone on any recently?
What? No, I don't think so. Not since I was a kid.
I actually, there's one at London Zoo. Was one at London Zoo. Big old thing. Went quite fast, actually. Surprisingly thrilling. What?
Seriously?
It was years back, before the Institute. I was in a weird place. Had a good time, though.
Well?
I mean, obviously I wouldn't want to ride this one. We've got quite enough thrills already.
Are you sure? I could speak to an attendant.
I would advise against doing that.
So you said the riders were the victims. Where's the monster?
I'm hoping if we're quick, we can avoid her notice.
John, please don't tell me there's an evil clown doll down there,
no,
because...
No, Nicola died with the unknowing. It's, an old friend.